Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue in our Friday's broadcast. That is a special broadcast for you for March the 15th of the year of our Lord, 2024. With me today, as usual, my dear friend, Brother Paul Sutcliffe from New York. And hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
I'm experiencing contrast between cold and warm. And cold and warm, it was 65 yesterday.
But before that, it was very cold.
Yes.
You got to have snow. I think, you know what, Brother Paul, I think the Lord is doing that on purpose just to mock the liberals who believe that they can control the weather in this world. Today is the fifth day in the month of Ramadan. And for our dear audience here, I'd like to let them know that that is the month of jihad. That is a month where Muslims get rewarded for doing their dirty work for Allah tenfold than any other month of the year. As a matter of fact, Muslims celebrate on that month of Ramadan great victories throughout the last 1,450 years. In Muhammad days, there were very important two battles, the Battle of Badr and the invasion of Mecca. And these are the two great victories which Allah, as Muslims claim, have given to the Muslim. But anyway, for the sake of time here, I'd like to share with our dear audience about what Muslims always love to do in the month of Ramadan. I think it's time for the American people to wake up, to realize that's not a peaceful month as some Muslims claim. It is the month of jihad. Brother Paul, can you share with us quickly in the last 4 days, what is your final count?
Well, we've had 10 attacks so far and 40 kills, all in the name of Islam. Those are the ones that have been recorded.
And here it is, my dear friends, more killing in the month of Ramadan than any month. And I hope and I pray that somehow we will not be harmed in the next 24 days until that month is over. Because in reality, that is the most savage month for the truth of Islam is presented beyond our imagination during that evil month. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on with our covering to what Muslims have done all over the world. And we got some stories here to share in the USA. What is the first story, brother?
In Sunny Isles Beach, Florida, a man born in Jordan, Muhammad Al-Sakal, age 39, has been accused of using sharp objects, described by some victims as a dagger, to threaten Orthodox Jews in the community. According to Sergeant Brian Schnell, this incident is part of a disturbing trend of harassment targeting members of the Jewish community over the past 3 days.
Believe it or not, Brother Paul, if it is Ramadan or not, Muslims love to harm Jews. Muslims love to terrorize Jews. And since it is Ramadan, why not? After all, as I said earlier, Muslims receive many, many extra blessings by Allah for doing so. This is Islam. Muhammad did it 1,450 years ago. Muslims have been doing that for the last 1,450 years, and they will continue to do it until Christ comes back. So this is the reality of Muslims' hatred, even those who live in America. All right, let's move on, Brother Paul, to the second story here at USA.
Hussein Ailush, Director of Care Affairs in Louisiana, this is the Council on American Islamic Affairs, also known as Hamas in America. He spoke about the importance of Muslims in America engaging in politics in a San Diego mosque on March 1st and their effects on President Biden's campaign. Biden had sent a delegation to Dearborn to address the Muslims' 110,000 votes of no commitment choice, which was a vote against Biden.
Sure, we talked about that in our last Friday broadcast, I believe. And here quickly, within days, Mr. O. Biden is doing a great job to reach out to these Muslims because he does not want to lose them in 2024. He will do everything he can to appease them and please them, including bowing the knee and accommodate the Muslim in any way, shape, and form. And I know that you have a video for us, Brother Paul. If you will play the sound bite, maybe our audience will appreciate to hear that Imam speaking his heart concerning the dent the Muslims are putting on O. Biden and the liberals here in America.
When Biden started getting criticized around the world, in protest, people calling him Genocide Joe, and he is indeed. When they started calling him Genocide Joe and blaming him for the death of all these innocent Palestinian children and women and men and elderly, he prepared one of the, you know, largest and most senior members of, you know, a delegation. He put a delegation of very senior staff from his administration and sent it. Guess where he sent it to? Cairo? No. Islamabad? No. Jakarta? Ankara? No. Riyadh? No. Abu Dhabi? No. Although these are all important, did he send them to Ramallah to meet with Mahmoud Abbas? I'm sure he didn't even think about that, right? No. Where did he send it? Michigan. Who said Michigan? Yeah. Brother Issa. He sent it to Michigan, to Dearborn. Why is that? Why did he think it's so important to send this highest level of delegation to Dearborn? Because he wanted to convince them not to stop from voting for him, right? Because they were talking about the uncommitted campaign. So for him, 150,000 Muslim voters are more important than 2 billion Muslims in Iran, more important than 8 billion people around the world, because he knows the power that you have as a voter.
Here it is, America. You heard it from the mouth of the imam in that mosque. Literally, I believe Muslims know exactly how to manipulate the liberals and how the liberals are so weak. They needed their voice so badly, therefore they will do anything they can to appease the Muslims. I hope and I pray, if there are some liberals are listening to us right now, to hear my heart, your party not only left you, but your party joined the Muslims to appease the Muslims worldwide for their own victory in the White House here in America. Maybe this will be a great alarm to wake up the American people to realize that the Democratic Party are un-American. They care less about us as much as they care about themselves to be in power, and how to appease the Muslims in any way, shape, and form. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story here at USA.
This next one is kind of unusual. A U.S. communist movement in the form of Answer Coalition, along with their Muslim Brotherhood Hamas partners, had called for a nationwide shutdown on March 13th. As you know, that day went by and nothing really happened. However, these flyers that were advertising this forced shutdown of the economy was claimed to be in support of Gazan resistance, and they had been distributed.
Rapal, I believe this is just a false alarm. And I believe that they will come and the Muslims will do a great job about shutting down the economy of America. I talked about that maybe 20 years ago, where I talked about how many gas stations are owned in America by Muslims. And I told many of the churches that spoken and many of the groups that spoken, imagine with me if all the Muslims who own all these gas stations decided just for the fun of it, for a week or so, they will shut down their businesses and they will not run their business for just 1 week. Do you know what this will do to the economy of America? I'm just simply talking about the owners of the gas stations who are Muslims in America. If they decided to shut down their stations and not work, all the Muslims do it together in 1 week. This will crumble the economy. This will destroy the businesses in America. But who knows what will happen next time. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story here at USA.
The Washington Free Beacon reports that Alam Tete Tamaklo, a Harvard University graduate student who was filmed accosting an Israeli classmate at a campus protest, is now being exposed for having written an essay last year glorifying a Palestinian terrorist who was imprisoned for her role in attempting to bomb a movie theater in Jerusalem in 1967. Regarded as the first female Palestinian terrorist, Bernawi attempted to bomb the Zion Cinema in downtown Jerusalem in 1967 by leaving an explosive in her handbag. An American tourist spotted the bag and alerted an usher, foiling the plot. Bernawi was nonetheless sentenced to life in prison and said subsequently that her attempted terrorist attack was not a failure, given that it generated fear throughout the world. Now, every woman who carries a bag needs to be checked before she enters the supermarket, any place, cinemas, and pharmacies, Bernawi said in a 2015 interview. All my life, I had dreamed about it, she said.
Well, believe it or not, Brother Paul, I have been talking about that for a long time. And many times in the past, when Muslims do some evil acts, terrorization or whatever they do for the sake of Allah, many of the American people will ask, where are the moderate Muslims? Why nobody is speaking against that? When in reality, I know that all the Muslims are celebrating that. No true Muslim will ever say something wrong about somebody who's willing to perform jihad for the sake of Allah, somebody who's willing to terrorize others. And you don't have to do much. If you can just create some fear over something you do, that is itself is a victory for Muslims.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straightway of Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on from the U.S. stories to Europe. So what's happened in Europe?
The Wall Street Journal recently reported that a number of terror suspects arrested in December in Bosnia and Austria had images of Jewish and Israeli targets on their cell phones, citing investigators who said the photos suggested they were motivated by Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. According to the report, the suspects were among individuals in two separate groups of refugees from Afghanistan and Syria who were detained on suspicion of terror activities. The suspects were also in possession of arms and ammunition, including Kalashnikovs and pistols.
Muslim jihadi, Muslim terrorists are practicing Islam. Don't forget, we have six verses in the Quran where Allah declared that He wants Muslims to terrorize non-Muslims in any way, shape, or form. A simple reading to the Quran will bring these facts to anyone who would like to learn. Now, the hatred against Israel even shown in the statement when the article stated that they were motivated by Israel's war against Hamas, when in reality it was Hamas' war against Israel. Who started the war? Muslims said that they can do whatever they can do and you have to smile and let it go. If you defend yourself and you do anything to upset the Muslim, now you are the one who launched a war against the Muslim. Finally, this is a fact about the refugees. Refugees from Afghanistan, refugees from Syria, refugees from whatever Muslim country, there is no such a thing as refugees. I believe if you are coming to the West, Europe or America, Canada or Australia, as a refugee, you should be very thankful for that land and the people of that land which opened their homes for you to live, treating you as a human. But in reality, these are not refugees. These are criminals who are doing everything they can to get into the West for the purpose of terrorizing the West and doing their dirty work for Allah. And the proof of what I'm saying is that what these refugees have in Europe, Brother Paul?
Kalashnikovs and pistols. That's rifles and pistols.
That makes them really refugees, isn't it? God help us. God help us. Well, Brother Paul, let's move on from Europe to UK where we have one story.
A series of texts have been forwarded on a WhatsApp amongst Muslims in Blackburn, England, which name a number of people who are accused of being apostates, someone who renounces their religious or political beliefs. In Blackburn, a Darwin counselor and Muslim scholar who has seen the messages said it was extremely worrying for anyone named, and people should be wary before forwarding such claims. An apostate from Islam is known as a murtad, and in Islamic countries are put to death. This is a direct violation of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 18 to 21.
Well, that Human Rights Article 18 to 21 have nothing to do with Sharia. Muslims do not believe in any article or any laws written by men. They only believe in the laws of Allah. And in Sharia, we know whoever changes religion, so kill him. And then once again, in the Quran, Allah stated, he must die as an infidel. This is the command of Allah, this is the teaching of Muhammad. The punishment of leaving Islam is death. If it is in the Muslim world, or even if it is in the West. Well, let's move on, Brother Paul, to France, where we have two stories.
Europe One reports that a man and Muslim woman in the 8th District of Galles were taken into custody for bomb-making activity. The woman's accused of creating the explosives. At least 1 kilo of TATP, a very unstable homemade explosive, was found and immediately destroyed by the police due to its dangerous nature. Two mobile phones also and a false identity card in a booklet of Salafist literature were also seized. Her companion was arrested because he was wanted by the police due to a 6-month prison sentence for drug violations.
What a wonderful thing you learn about France. That Muslims are making bomb. And I wonder, why is they making bomb, Brother Paul? Are they going to use it for like 4th of July? Or is he going to use it for some celebration of birthdays? Why Muslims are making bombs in France?
They want a little boom in their step.
That's exactly what they are. What about the second story in France, Brother Paul?
The Daily Mail ran an article titled, 58 graves are covered in Islamic graffiti, including, France is already Allah's. Submit to Allah. And happy Ramadan, non-Muslims, at Dordogne Cemetery on Thursday. One tomb read, France is already Allah's. The incident left citizens in the area shocked and even traumatized. The church, located just about 300 meters from the cemetery, was also made a target, and they wrote Ramadan Mubarak on its wooden doors.
Believe it or not, Paul, sadly, the useful idiots that liberal churches of America love every Ramadan to put signs in front of their churches to wish the Muslim people Ramadan Mubarak. And here we see the Muslims are doing what they will be doing in America in the near future, putting that Ramadan Mubarak in graffiti on the graves and on the church buildings. And soon, this will be the reality of America. You can be naive for a long time, pretend that Muslims are wonderful and loving and peaceful people, and you celebrate Ramadan with them until when the Muslims have the upper hand. And that's when, like it or not, conservative or liberal, you must bend the knee and celebrate Ramadan with the Muslims, because otherwise they're going to graffiti their signs all over your churches, even your graveyards. What a disrespectful thing for Muslims to do in France. But don't worry, it's coming to a city near you here in America. Brother Paul, let's move on from France to Germany, where we have one story.
Last month, a 12-year-old German boy was videoed by his Turkish immigrant tormentors, demanding that he apologize, forcing him to kneel while repeatedly beating him and strangling him. The five perps, also around the age of 12, according to the police, so they decided no one is being prosecuted. Germans are saying that the migrants hate them and act like this because the migrants know how peaceful the Germans are and that they're not violent.
I will not say how peaceful the Germans are, but how stupid the Germans are. Today, five boys hit one German boy and beat him and did whatever they did to him. And because they're 12 years old, there's no problem there. They're kids, you know. Wait until the 12 years become 20 years or maybe 30 years. They and their children will be doing exactly what the Mohammedans did in the Muslim world before it was a Muslim world. That is killing the men, raping the women and the daughters to raise Muslim babies. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to Sweden, where we have one story.
Yasser Qadhi visited Malmö, Sweden, as he says, and talked about his experience as not being one where he was in Europe, but in a Muslim land. This is something you have to hear to believe.
These cities are much smaller than Dallas and whatnot. Stockholm is less than 1 million. Right? And in Stockholm, if you have 10% Muslim, I was in the city of Malmö. Malmö is spelled with an O, but it's pronounced Malmö. And they said that if the Swedish population maintains its negative and the Muslim population maintains, Muslims have, mashallah, the average of what, 5, 6, 7 kids, right? The average, mashallah, that's for secret weapon, I say. The prediction is, this is the halal secret weapon, guys, huh? So don't nobody take the video and miss it. Halal secret weapon. It's not our fault we have more kids, guys. You want to do whatever you want to do. If the projection continues, I was told by one of the local counselors there that within one generation, it is very likely that this city will almost be half Muslim, because this city is just not there. The locals are not reproducing. It's not our fault. I mean, it's not, I don't know why they're getting irritated at us.
Here we go, Paul. Imam Yasser Qadhi is telling what I'm trying to tell the American people for years. We American people are so happy to kill our babies, and Muslims are very happy to replace them for us by their own children. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to Israel.
Adi Detweiler shared on LinkedIn that another terror attack happened on Israel on yet another day of Ramadan. She wrote that the morning starts like this. I'm enjoying my morning coffee, enjoying the quiet, then the sirens start. She says, my family lives next to a main highway that connects Jerusalem to Gush Etzion. It's common to hear the sirens of police and ambulances as they run up and down the highway that gives them access to both of Jerusalem's major hospitals. This morning was different. The sirens began to blend together, sounding like one extremely long wail that ebbs and flows like the tide. That's when your stomach sinks and you can actually feel your heart skip a beat with a realization that something terrible did in fact happen. On the seat of an electric bike, a terrorist arrived at the tunnel checkpoint. Two people are stabbed, a 19-year-old woman and a 25-year-old man. Thank God their injuries are not life-threatening. The terrorist, however, was sent to collect his virgins, and Israelis are faced with their own version of Ramadan.
Well, I really enjoyed that article because it shares the truth in very nice way. Muslims are killing us, that if they were killed, as would happen in that case, they believe they're victorious because these terrorists believe when they die, they get to paradise, whereas they meet with their forever versions. But in reality, we are here facing the true nature of Islam, which is to kill, to destroy, and to steal. That is the message of Allah, the God of Muhammad, the Satan of the Bible. We have one last story from Burkina Faso.
On the first day of Ramadan, 27 people were murdered by Islamic terrorists.
Here it is, America. First day of Ramadan, and 27 people were killed by the Muslims. And believe me, we will never know the real number of how many infidel is killed every year during the month of Ramadan. Brother Paul, thank you so much for producing this great show. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.